worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get out.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Just hear those sleigh bells tingling. Cling, 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 cling. Cling, 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 cling.
We also have to give it to the other people too.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
I don't know the words to that one.
Oh, and Quasi Kwanzaa, don't know any song for them.
There we go.
Close it off. There. You've all been covered. I hope you're happy.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas week. This is a freak accident. My name is Chris Goh, and of course, I am joined by Lazy E.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's a very, well, that's it. We're the only ones here. Mickey, Kyle, not here because, as we said last week, because it's Christmas week, the holidays, people are traveling places. There's a lot of things going on. Everybody's busy. We figured it would be most prudent to not record a new episode. We do this every year. This is nothing new.
But don't worry, and especially to the people listening on King's College Radio, you've been hearing a lot of best stuff. That's not going to happen a lot.
Yeah, no.
This is just, you caught us at the wrong time.
In fact, if you go to our website, afreakaccident.com, click on podcast, the archive is there of every show we've ever done, and you can look back and see that every single other show, with the exception of two so far this year, were all brand new. So it's just, we're coming in at a time where, you know, this is
the holidays.
It's the holidays. Yeah, or if you're just a person who's found us on the internet, on iTunes or something like that, and you're just getting, it's like, man, these guys do best stuffs a lot. Not indicative of the regular show, but because it's the holidays, we do this every year.
There's only one more left.
Exactly. Yeah, you got one more week, and then we'll be back to launch 2017 with gusto.
Yeah, there won't be another, barring anything bad, best of until around this time, 2017.
Sure, that's always our goal, is to make new stuff every week. So, but in the meantime, just giving you something. If you're new to the show, this is perfect for you. If you're not new, it's a great chance for you to revisit some of your favorite moments of this last year, our first year in operation as a freak accident. We've got, we're almost at a year already. Can you believe that crap?
Wow.
So we've put together this best of show, segments from past shows. We'll be sure to give you the dates so you can actually go to podcast.afreakaccident.com and look up these shows, get context for the jokes, and maybe get caught up a little bit. So it's a great way to kind of just get, it's like a beer flight. You know, when you go to these bars now and they have like a beer flight, it's like a flight of a freak accident.
Yeah. And then you could go and purchase that beer or get it for free in this instance over at our podcast section.
I mean, if you want to throw money our way, though, I wouldn't complain about that either.
Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Send us an email.
Yeah.
Or you could just send us your address and we will send you a sticker for free.
And you can include your bank account and routing number, and we will definitely only take as much money as we need to pay.
Because we need a lot.
All of our expenses for the next year.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
It's not that much.
That is a... Well... We're talking about expenses. We also talk about pleasures, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we consider that an expense. Those are write-offs, right?
Well, I just didn't want to leave my living room to play PlayStation 4, so I got another.
Yeah.
One for the bedroom, one for the living room, just because it's a lot easier that
I connected
way.
Them to each other, so now my friends can come over and sit on the couch, and I can never get out of bed, and we can play against each other.
Yeah, I also need an IV for bed sores.
You mentioned the email, though. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, please.
And don't forget, you can always interact with us on social media over this two-week hiatus as well. So, Lazy E and I are incredibly lazy, and that means that's because we are not planning on doing an episode with just the two of us. So this is what you get. You ready to kick this off, buddy?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. A best of a freak accident on the way.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
To kick things off, I thought we would revisit this segment. This was one of those things that we do when we go through something we find on the internet. And I like to think these things are helpful for people.
Which one are we talking about?
We're talking about how to get out of a speeding ticket according to actual cops.
Okay, yeah, no, this is really helpful. I mean, everybody's been pulled over, especially during this time of the year.
Plus, why should you have to pay for a crime that you committed? That just seems totally unreasonable.
Yeah, we're in a society where we place the blame on other people.
Right, yeah.
That sign caused me to do it.
But you pointed out a good thing, holiday season.
There's always the clicking ticket. There's always the speed traps. Every time around the season, from Thanksgiving till the end of the year, especially New Year's,
yeah,
you're going to get hit with these speeding traps.
Yeah, the cops are all over the place, so it's good to have some of these tips in your belt, I think.
And we provide it to you, blah, 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 right here.
I'm so glad we're both radio professionals.
That's right. We talk.
From the April 7th episode of A Freak Accident, get out of a speeding ticket. According to actual cops, on the best of A Freak Accident.
Oh, little Sammy Hagar. Yeah. Come on now.
Ugh.
55, that's not even that fast.
At the time, that was the speed limit on the highways in the interstate.
Was it?
That's why he wrote it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There's a little fact.
That
for
was
you.
The speed limit. It's implied he never went faster than that. Man, that just means you're playing by the rules. What a loser. What a square.
He's saying he can't because he wants to go fast.
Oh, okay.
Sammy Hagar doesn't go anything but rock.
I love Sammy Hagar. Shut up.
Except Van Hagar.
I'm just poking holes in the logic of his music is what
Stop
I'm doing.
Stop it. It's rock. Stop trying to think about it.
What?
It's rock. Just enjoy it.
He's just trying.
Don't be that guy. Don't do it.
He's just trying to raise the Sammy Haig bar.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah!
Yeah! We haven't had one of those in a while. That was good.
Yeah, that was pretty decent. I like how he dances to the music.
Look,
he's like shaking his hips. He's doing like the. You were doing like the
wild and crazy guy.
Yeah, it's like what? All right. Anyway, a cop pulls you over. Terrible experience, right? Everybody here been pulled over at one point or another.
Of course. Yeah.
Three times.
Were you pulled over and over?
I have a lead foot.
The speed banana? Did you get pulled over with that at all?
The convertible banana. And no, I will tell you, being in a convertible banana that is a Mustang, I don't think any cop wants to pull you over because they feel so bad you were driving it.
Yeah.
You'll hear more about the banana in the wrestling segment, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Yeah, her trip to WrestleMania. But anyway, we cops pull you over. It sucks. It's happened to all of us, I think. But what's a easy way to get out of a speeding ticket? And don't, Mickey's a girl, you know, don't say like, you know, oh, you could just flirt with them.
It does not work.
You've tried that.
Though, oh, yeah.
And it doesn't work.
No.
Well, there you go. There's your answer.
Ditch the car and run. Just run.
Speaking for the guy who's actually been in jail here.
Yeah.
Yeah, just run.
That can't end badly at all. Anyway, the Thrillist put together, Thrillist.com put together a list of ways, apparently from actual police officers, what to do to get out of a speeding ticket. All right, so we can put this to practice since apparently you've got a lead foot. I get pulled over all the time because I don't play by the rules ever. Live on the edge. Ian, happen. E.
I just run.
Yeah. Let me know how that works out for you the next time you try it.
Still doing it.
You
right
will.
Now.
You'll be getting called for bail.
Well, anyway, here's some ways to get out of it. If you pass a traffic cop, it says smile and wave as you drive by. Officers that are parked are looking for speeders generally have a threshold. It varies in every situation, but they give you some leeway where it's okay to speed a few miles per hour. If you're going 5 to 10 over and suddenly see an officer, just smile and wave, acknowledging that you're paying attention and slowing down.
Great. That's a smart idea. Smile and wave as you're speeding and looking at the cop so you hit the car in front of you.
Loser.
Yeah. Eat my dust, copper. And then it's like, bam. Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah.
God, that's why the cops want us to do that. So we F up. That's why.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
This says don't have a radar detector. That means if you're speeding and your radar detector goes off, you're already busted because it means that the radar's already hit you.
Right, and I'm pretty sure they're illegal to have in your vehicle.
Are they?
They are now. The Fuzzbusters are illegal.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Now we're getting into the tips that actually...
Might make sense.
Sure. You hope, anyway. Put your turn signal on the second you see their flashing lights, even if there's not room to pull over. Put the signal on because, you know, at least if you're on the highway or whatever, you're near a guardrail, you demonstrating that, hey, I want to pull over. There's just nowhere to stop.
I have to say, I pulled myself over once because I knew I was going way too fast. And by doing so, he wrote me up for like 10 miles over the speed limit instead of the 30 that I was going. Yeah. So that was very helpful.
There you go. You've got to stop immediately, though, if the siren comes on. Because apparently when they actually add the siren to the lights, it means they're telling you, hey, this is a safe spot to pull over, so get over right away. Because usually, yeah, you don't normally hit the sirens.
No.
They hit the lights first.
They usually hit the sirens whenever Lazy E's running.
Yeah, that's when I run.
Get your license, registration, and insurance out before they get to the window.
That hasn't worked for me.
No. No. No, you don't do that.
No, yeah, because they think you're reaching for a gun. They always say to put your hands on the steering wheel and wait until they ask.
I've heard both, actually.
When I was in Dallas, the first thing I learned, and I got pulled over shortly before that.
Well, that's Dallas.
Because they told you the best way to get out of it in there, you take your keys out, put them on the dash, put your hands on there, and you do not move until
they get
there.
Actually, what I do is I usually, as the lights come on, I reach over, I grab my insurance out. I usually have my wallet on me, so I get everything ready. And what happens is when I pull over, I turn the car off. Yeah. I put the keys on the... just knock something over. I put the keys on the roof of my
car.
Or
that, yeah.
And what I usually do, because I carry a gun, okay, I get out my concealed carry permit, and I put both my hands out the window.
Yeah.
Okay, with my information in both hands, and I always hand them the concealed carry permit first. And usually, actually, traditionally, that has actually gotten me out of a ticket or two, because the guy asks, oh, what is this? And I tell him it's my concealed carry permit. Where's the gun? Right hip. And then he asks, oh, what kind of gun do you have? You know, and then you can talk shop with him, and then it's like everything's cool after that. You know, you're just buds.
Or you run.
Yeah.
Or
that's
try.
A good idea.
Listen, listener, try running. Tell us how it goes. Freaks@freakaccident.com.
We will not bail you out of jail.
Yeah, no.
We don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Okay. Kiss their butt before they go back to their car.
Yeah, officer, you're looking good in those jeans today.
Well, apparently it's because when they go back to the car to write the ticket, to run your information, at that point they're already writing you a ticket. Like, they decide whether or not to give you a ticket apparently the moment they
get
to the window.
The window.
Yeah, when they're at the window, the moment they walk away, guess what? Your fate's already sealed. And cops also don't tear up, like, once they've written the ticket,
they can't
tear it up. It's illegal, apparently. The whole thing with tearing up tickets is only in the movies.
Hey, officer, you been working out? Looking good.
Look at that great mole you have on your face.
One thing I found, actually, is if you can identify their rank, if they're like a lieutenant or something, calling them lieutenant often will be beneficial to you, because it means that you respect them.
Paying
attention, you're showing that you respect them and everything else. You know, don't just say officer. If it's a state trooper, you call him state trooper or sir. You don't call him officer. They don't like being called officer if they're a statey.
So just to be clear, you don't call him a pig.
That's probably not a good idea.
Okay.
You should definitely run after you do
you
that.
Also don't, you also don't hold your nose up and go when he comes up to the window either.
Duly noted.
He's resisting arrest.
Or ask if they smell bacon.
Yeah, okay. I you see, these are things I didn't know.
How many times have you been pulled over, Crisco?
Not really more than like
that's
a handful.
That's not a number. That's not a number. I want a number.
But I think around five or six times.
Wow, I've had three, and I thought that was a lot.
Yeah.
I just run.
I get, like, a lot.
Do you really?
God, yeah.
Like, how often? Every couple weeks, months?
Well, let's put it this way. When I was traveling a lot, I had one pretty much every 6 months. It was guaranteed. I looked for it on a calendar. Okay. Within the last 5 years, I've only gotten three. Oh. No, four. I'm sorry. Because one was not speeding. Oh. One was talking on the phone in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Try to make the officer laugh. Apparently, lightening the mood a little bit helps. But the implication to that, though, is that a bad joke would have the opposite effect. That's just going to tick him off, and you're just going to be worse off for it.
Hold on, I got more jokes. Hold on.
So listen, if you're not funny, don't try and be funny.
So I could combine my other theory, my other way, with this way. I could just go, tag, you're it, and run.
That might actually work.
If you run like you usually, like, mime the way
like,
you run.
I got dizzy.
Don't be short. Don't be short. In other words, don't do one word answers, because then they get suspicious.
They don't
like short people. Don't be short with him. So don't give just one word answers, because that makes him suspicious. But also don't talk too much either, because he's gonna think something's up if you keep rambling.
I'm fine, officer. You see, I was just going to my mom today.
I don't have any drugs out of me at all. Don't search my glove compartment, please. Be humble and apologize. So,
that's admitting guilt.
No, that one got me out of the last ticket that I got because I almost got another one a couple of weeks ago.
Are you kidding me? That actually
now that I remember.
I feel really guilty that I force her to drive to my house to record this podcast every week now because I'm putting all of your lives in danger.
I actually got out of a ticket not too long ago using that same way. I pulled over and I'm like, I am so sorry. I was like, I know what I did. I go, idiot move on my part. They took my stuff. They went in the back and they go, don't do it again.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. The one time I got out of a ticket, this is just a short caveat before we get to these last two. I was on my way back from a remote, actually.
Yeah, for the radio station.
Right. And I was in a hurry to get home because one of my favorite TV shows was coming on and I didn't want to miss it. So I was trying to get home as fast as I could. Light screen turns yellow. I try to beat it. Turns red before I hit the intersection. I blew right through it, right? So I figured, but it was one of those things where, like, it's literally right when you're getting to the intersection, it turns red. It's like, it's still illegal, but it's like, I'm moving at this point. I'm not slamming on my brakes and skidding into the intersection anyway. That looks stupid. So I just blew through it. Cop right there on the right-hand side behind the moment I came around, I think, I'm like, well, he's going to pull me over. I saw him pull through. The lights go on, so I pulled right over and everything else. He walks up to the window. You know, we do the whole thing. And he sees that I'm sitting there. He's like, where are you headed from? He goes, where are you going? I said, I'm just going home. I just got off work. And he looks down, and I had my station tag on, right? And he goes, you're Crisco. I said, yeah. He goes, from 97.9X. I said, yeah. He goes, have a good night. I love your show. And he turns and walks away. I was like, yeah!
I can't deny I did that the one time.
Yeah, you did.
I gave the guy a CD.
Nice! There you go. Perfect.
First time I was ever pulled over, I was also on my way back from a remote. It was a baseball game I had to cover over an hour away. I was almost home. I just wanted to go home and go to bed, and it went from 45 miles an hour to 25. I
hate those speed traps.
And he pulled me over, and he did not like the fact I worked for the other town's radio station.
Oh, no. So, yeah, the opposite effect for you. Anyway, avoid speeding around the holidays because there's always more cops out.
That's obvious.
Last bonus, know a cop. That does help, actually, if you know it. But it says
a good cop.
If it naturally comes up in conversation, at it. Don't try and force it. Well, let me tell you about all the people that I know who are police officers, you know? So if it comes naturally in the conversation, go for it. And oftentimes it will help.
Or know the mayor of a town. That happened to me. He goes, oh, your last name is this. And I'm like, yeah, my last name's E. It's a family name.
the E lineage.
Yeah. So he looks at that.
What a tremendous one-limb family tree that is.
And he goes, well, we're also paired up with the D's. So...
Here comes the D.
That's gross. So he goes, oh, so are you related to this guy? And I'm going, yeah, that's my uncle's father. And he's like, oh, good guy. You have a good day. And I'm like, I'm going to use this card a lot more.
There you go.
Or
run.
The best of a freak accident. Look up a freak accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
Another situation in which we tried to help people, although it was questionable because everybody's heard of life hacks.
Life hacks are like are the cool thing to do now.
Yeah, they're really popular. The trend is kind of dying off a little bit.
But you still see it.
It was a hot thing for a minute there. But there's some life hacks when you look at them, the ethics of it can tend to be questionable.
And I may be wrong, but I remember doing this segment. Crisco, you may have been trying to push the people the wrong way.
Yeah, I've got questionable morals myself.
And you're going to hear it for yourself.
You can find this in the February 25th episode. It's Unethical Life Hacks on the Best of a Freak Accident. You guys are familiar with life hacks, right? You know what that is.
We're aware.
It makes your life a little bit easier. Way to do things in an easier fashion.
Right. Mickey, you're familiar with this concept?
I'm familiar with the concept of the ones that you probably shouldn't do, but people are dumb enough to do.
Okay, like what, for instance?
Like, to keep yourself from crying, put lemon juice in your eyes.
Oh, okay, those are, that's like, yeah.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's
like life hack. It's basically trying to encourage stupid people to hurt themselves through life hacking.
Love it.
I was going to try that when I got home.
But the idea is if you are not familiar with what a life hack is, it's basically a thing that you do to make things easier. You know, you make yourself more efficient, make life a little bit easier. You know, what people, there are life hacks for eating, for, you know, driving, whatever.
I believe I heard that a couple minutes ago. I just said that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't pay attention when you talk, usually.
Well, that's why we had a repeat.
Fair enough. I've got a list here. I've compiled a list from Quora.com. Someone asked a question. What are some life hacks that maybe aren't ethical? So why not dive into this?
Oh, don't try this.
Yeah. No, this is not an endorsement on our part. We are not encouraging you to do these things. Because I'm going to tell you, some of these things are straight up illegal.
No, they are illegal.
It's theft.
Yes.
So, like being a doctor in Florida illegal?
Sort of, kind of, yeah. Although Floridians deserve it. Sorry, Florida. Florida likes us. We get a lot of downloads from Florida, but you people are weird. We got first of all, get free breakfast whenever you want.
Sounds like a great idea.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sounds great. Who doesn't want free things, right? Get it from hotels, because most of them have a free continental breakfast, and you don't always have to prove that you're staying there to get it. You literally just walk in, sit down, and start eating.
That's true.
Free food.
That's not just theft. That's kind of trespassing when you're, yeah.
Kind of, sort of, yeah, when you're not paying to be there, mm-hmm. You know.
No, that is, yeah.
But some people must have tried this and pulled it off.
Oh, obvious. It's way too easy to not do. So tons of people probably do this.
Yeah. Get a free phone charger.
And we all need phone chargers.
Yeah, you need them, especially when you've got an older phone where the battery's wearing down and it doesn't hold a charge anymore. Are you experiencing that, Ian?
Yeah, that's pretty much my day in a nutshell.
So what you do is you head to a bar, right? Have a couple drinks, leave, come back to the bar, tell the bartender you left your phone charger there. Apparently, a lot of people do leave their phone chargers at the bar when they go. So they'll pull probably a lost and found out with a metric ton of phone chargers in there, and you just take one. Just take one that fits your phone.
Well, yeah. I actually do need a phone charger, so I know where I'm going tonight.
Ian?
The pub's right down the street.
That's not terrible, because, I mean, the bar... Well, when I used to bartend, when people left them behind, you'd leave them out for about a week or two, and if nobody picked them up, they went in the trash.
You think most of the... Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we threw it. We didn't want junk under the bar. We
so
had
a lot of
stuff
times,
to deal with.
A lot of times people didn't even come back to
claim
them.
Oh, yeah, no, they'd forget.
Well, yeah, they were drunk enough
exactly,
to forget
exactly, yeah.
This one definitely comes into play, even in our area. If you go to a movie and you're stuck... You know, it's like a 3-hour movie or something like that. You know, the free parking, the validation at the movie theater downtown,
yeah,
it's only good for 3 hours. So if you're there, if it's like a 2.5-hour movie like Batman versus Superman is going to be, and I get there an hour early, I'm going to have to pay to park, right? So here's what you can do. Get a ticket like normal when you enter. Obviously, you pull in your car, you grab the ticket from the machine, you find a parking spot. When you're leaving, walk back to the entrance and grab one manually by hand. Use that one to exit.
Oh.
It'll be like, oh yeah, I only parked for 5 minutes. Free.
That's actually... But you have to remember to sit in your car for a little bit. Because if your car is close by, you're going to end up having a ticket that's like a second.
You were here for 30 seconds?
Although you could say, I accidentally pulled in, I'm just pulling out.
I would totally rob from Wilkes-Barre, too. If there's any city that deserves it, it's this one.
Well, to be fair, that parking spot, if you go on the weekends, it's free.
I know that,
so
we're good. Yeah. But still, I never would have even thought about that.
I wouldn't do it, because again, that's stealing.
Yeah, right. Again, we are not suggesting that you do these.
Please don't.
And you couldn't really get away with it with the one local to our area, because you have to put money into it.
Yeah.
To get in there.
Which one?
The one across the street.
Yeah, the one across, not the parking garage, but the one across the street.
Oh, the one by the YMCA, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Parking garage, you just press the button, it
right,
sends the
thing
out. So, all right. If something breaks, just buy another one, switch it out with the old one, and return the old one with the receipt for the new one.
That is awful. These are why things in stores cost so much more now.
You're right.
They have to make up the cost.
My wife's former next-door neighbor did exactly this. He bought a saw at Lowe's, broke it, took it, you know, went and bought a new one, and then grabbed the receipt and took it back, the old beat up one.
I mean, technically it's a wash, you know what I mean? Because you still had to pay for at least one in that situation. You didn't get, like, it's not like you got a free saw. But in any case, it is still unethical and dishonest.
Just throw it away. If it's broken, just throw it away.
And you're stealing from the store is hurting.
Right.
I mean,
because you're giving them a product that they can't put back on the shelf. They can't restock that.
And you're taking one away.
Right.
So now you've essentially taken two for the price of one.
Essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
But you still paid for one, so it's kind of okay.
No, it isn't
okay. Okay, see, this is where I'm starting to get into that point where, yeah, I'm going to defend a couple of these.
No.
Save on fruits and vegetables at the grocery store. Use the self-checkout and just weigh everything as apples. It'll be cheaper. See, that's just straight-up stealing.
A kid did that to me in Wegmans because Wegmans has that cute little the weigh machine, which I never use because I throw, you know, whatever fruit into separate bags. And a couple weekends ago, I threw in two different things. I figured the kid was going to flip both of them and look at the stickers because there's only two things in the bag. It was a pear and an apple. He rang him up for the same price for the apple because it was easier for him.
Whatever.
That's not your fault.
Yeah, that's
well,
on him.
Well, right. It's not my fault, but I mean, I probably should have said something to him.
That's him, that's him stealing from the store. Mickey's just an accomplice.
Yeah. So you only get a couple years for that.
Great.
You're fine.
Get free Chipotle by using a credit card that doesn't work. First of all, you're eating at Chipotle. You're going to get E. coli.
Yes.
That's the first thing you should have to worry about.
Yeah, the business wins in the end.
The business model at Chipotle is based on keeping the line moving. Okay? So if you're holding up the line because your card won't work, if you make a big stink about it, they'll just give you your food for free and say, get out of here, just to keep the line moving.
Oy.
How cheap do you have to be?
It's not like Chipotle is, like, ridiculously expensive either.
Yeah, it's not like you're doing this at, like, some fancy lobster place or something, and then you're like, oh, I've got away with $100. You got away with $5.
E. coli.
Try paying for fast food with a fake coupon. Act super sorry when they tell you it's not good and start fishing through your wallet for money. If you don't have cash and you're nice about it, they'll probably give it to you for free.
How much of a scumbag do you have to be? Seriously.
I'm noticing that E has some hard feelings towards these people.
It is like $7.
Wow, I was understating that fact.
Yeah, but no, he's right. But the thing is, a lot of these employees don't care either. I just had that happen, well, with Wegmans, but when I went to Dunkin' Donuts a couple weeks ago, the kid wanted to give me the coffee for free, and I went, no, I'm paying for it, because he had too much to do behind the counter. It's Dunkin' Donuts. You stock donuts. Give me a break.
The only time I've taken something for free from a donut place is because they were like, oh, these are the ones we're just going to throw away. Do you want to have an extra two because you bought one?
Even then, they're offering it to you. It's not like you're taking it.
And it's going in the garbage.
You're not like trying to sneak and sneak your way into getting something for free.
That's, exactly.
This one actually might be, here I am, Charlie.
Don't!
Because you know how, like, these, when you book a vacation with one of these travel agencies, there's always a no refund policy. It's like up until a certain point, you know, there's no refund.
Yeah.
You know, or after a certain point, rather, there's no refund. Like, so, in other words, if a family member dies, like, a week before your vacation and you got to cancel your vacation, they're going to be like, nope, you guys, we're going to keep all your thousands of dollars. You know, that is kind of scummy, too, in my opinion.
That's why I don't go through travel agencies.
Right. In any case, don't cancel a trip last minute and lose your deposit. Reschedule it. Pick a date that falls outside the no refund deadline and then cancel it.
I'm okay with that. If they're trying to screw you, you know, that's a good way to
do it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you guys are going to be scummy. We'll act scummy back.
Or just buy the trip insurance. It's like $50.
That's true.
That's an extra $50. Come on, man.
Yeah, what happens if I don't use it? Now I'm out $50.
Don't try to encourage this.
I'm sorry. We're not telling you to do this again. Wink, totally do it.
No,
this is why our economy is plummeting.
I know.
Well, it's like when you're at Vegas and the dealer is beating the hell out of you. This is a way to get back at the dealer. That's all.
No.
Now,
it's gambling.
This is totally scummy because when you're traveling somewhere and you're in line, because Mickey, you're going to be going to, or you're driving to.
No, we're flying to Florida. Okay. And then we're flying from Florida to Dallas. I'm going to want to hang myself by that point, but okay.
You want to skip the line at security? You know how long those lines can get when they're like fueling you up, trying to see if you got like a bomb on your inner thigh or whatever?
Go ahead.
Can I take a guess?
Okay. Go ahead. Here's it. Get through airport security faster by traveling with a cane. If you walk with a limp and pretend to have trouble with your bags, someone will move you to priority screening and you'll skip the whole line.
They just got rid of that.
No!
People were doing it.
Get out of here. Are you kidding me?
You see, I thought
the way they were going to tell you is they're just going to say, right when they're about to check you, just do a drive-by. Like, I mean, not a gun drive-by. I mean, just just fart. Just Mickey, just fart.
Fart on cue.
Yeah, fart on cue.
Unfortunately, the way they do screening in the airports, if you haven't gone to one, you're stuck in a big, clear container, so all you're doing is exploiting yourself.
But that's the great thing. It just starts fogging up because it's so dense. And then you just start, like the Spock scene from Star Trek. That's how it happens. That's how you get out.
Ian, were you going to add one to this or something?
Go ahead. I'm done.
Just leave a dense fart.
So they got rid of these because they found out people were doing
this. Yeah, because people were. I mean, I understand. We listened to a comedian a while back, and he was saying how he would skip through because he doesn't want to be in metal detector, which is understandable because they're technically x-raying you, but right. Now they've pushed that off, like, you know, too many people are trying to cut through the line. Of course, I'm in agreement, just get rid of TSA. There's really,
hey,
you know,
I support that 100%. Unnecessary. Unconstitutional, too. A political risk goes for it to come out. Get down there. Stay in. Stay inside.
But who's going to create the snow if those guys go away?
They don't make the snow. They just make it impossible to fly through it.
I just like the extra touching.
It's the best of a freak accident. Abraham Lincoln once said, whatever you are, be a good one. Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to a freak accident.
The best of a freak accident continues. And Lazy E, we enjoy one of the things to do on this show is whenever there's an awkward situation that we encounter in our everyday lives, in our personal lives, we love to bring those stories here on the show and banter about with each other, with them, and with our listeners.
A lot of morning shows will call it show code.
There you go.
That's what we try to do. We never want to hold something back from you. And same from you. You want to email us, freaks@freakaccident.com. There are no secrets between us.
Yes. Unless you want to remain anonymous, in which case I'm okay with that.
But there's no secrets between us and them.
Ah, yeah, okay.
See, that's the whole deal. And we don't have any secrets. We will tell you everything.
That's how a trusting relationship is built.
Including this moment, which almost ended the podcast.
Well, it almost did end the podcast. It almost ended my career. I was afraid because at one point earlier this year, I was going deaf.
Yeah.
The reason why I was going deaf will startle and disturb you.
Oh, well, there's more audio clickbait for you.
You can find this on April 21st. That was the episode this one was on. Chris goes going deaf on the best of a freak accident.
So I got to know what happened with your hearing, man.
All right, my hearing. Okay, so this past weekend, I woke up Friday night. My left ear started bothering me a little bit, right? Okay. I wake up Saturday morning, and I can't hear a thing in my left ear. Immediately, I panic. I think I'm going deaf at 27 years old.
Panic!
Yeah, my broadcasting career is over, because how am I going to produce anything if I can't hear? Since audio kind of is very centric to broadcasting.
That, just a little.
Yeah, that tends to help to be able to hear.
Yeah, especially
one good ear,
when you're
right.
A rock music DJ. What was that song? I wouldn't know. I couldn't hear it. So it was. I was a little bit scared, admittedly. But I mean, it was one of those things where I kept trying to, like, do the thing where you, like, you unhinge your jaw and you try and pop your ears. Wasn't working. I tried, like, you know, massaging the ear. Wasn't working. And, like, you know, It finally got to the point where it was popping, and I got to the point where it would pop, but then it would immediately, yeah, thank you. It would immediately close back up, right? So Hello Nurse told me, all right, well, here, use these drops. I have these drops. They soften the earwax. I tried using those. Nothing, right? The whole day, I'm deaf on my left side. Like, it's terrible.
That's a great name for a band.
Deaf on my left side.
Yeah. Come on, mark that. That is copyrighted to a freak accident.
That's right,
right now.
Yes. Deaf. I said death on my left side.
Yeah, no.
That's the black metal version of that same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So use the ear softening thing. It didn't work. Then Hello Nurse has this little ball thing that, like, it squirts water into your ear.
Ah, okay.
I guess it could be used for suctiony purposes as well. But
yeah.
So she blasted water and peroxide into my ear. Still nothing. It's like a whole. So eventually, though, as I'm going about, I keep trying to pop my ears. It eventually started getting a little bit better. Like, there'd be periods where I could hear, and then it would close up again. So anyway, Monday morning, I wake up, and I sit up, and I give it my jaw a good, you know, eh.
I love how you're doing the facial movements with this that nobody can see.
Yeah, you're going to break. I've described it once or twice already, the unhinge the jaw thing.
You're going to break your jaw while you're trying to tell a story.
Yeah. So anyway, I do the ear pop thing, and it pops, and I'm like, oh, God, I can hear. But then I'm thinking, not only can I can hear better than I've ever heard.
I can hear the best. My head is spinning.
Yeah, basically that. So, and not only can I mean, I can literally, I'm hearing things, like you know the frequency spectrum at which you can hear? I'm actually hearing higher level frequencies that I'd never heard before. And I'm thinking, I thought my ear was just ringing, but it turns out, no, I could just hear all that extra audio that I could never get before.
That was the mosquito coming by.
I mean, literally, I got in my car later on, and I rolled the windows down, and it's like screeching on the way down. I'm like, oh, that's unbearable, but I love that I can hear it.
So what was in there?
Well, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Like, I hit lock on my door, and I'm like, I can hear the mechanisms moving inside the door.
So with your new HD TV, and you can hear better, this has to be a brand new world for
you. It is. Everything is great. Everything is wonderful. So then what happens, though, is I felt like an itch in my ear as the morning went on. Like, I was just happy that I could hear. Like, 2 days in a row, I couldn't hear, and now I can finally hear. As I was getting ready to leave for work, I felt an itch in my ear. I'm like, oh, okay. So I reached up to itch, and I felt something there, and I was like, what is this?
There was a bug in your ear, wasn't
there? No. I wish. That would have been cool.
I was ready for the spider.
So yeah.
I grabbed a Q-tip. I put a Q-tip in. I moved it around.
Oh,
I scooped out this glob of black earwax.
It's black!
Oh,
what in the world?
What was that?
I said
it was a what?
Dude, it was literally. It was practically black. Yes. So I'm like, oh God! It's like, and it was a glob of it too. So then I put. So then I put the other end of the Q-tip in and pulled out an equally enormous glob of black gum from my
blood.
It's black! How many more songs do we have in there?
I think that's it.
So needless to say, you need to clean your ears more.
Seriously, apparently. Now, the beautiful thing is now I can hear wonderfully out of my left ear. I can hear everything now.
I can hear the best. My head is spinning.
You even pointed out, E, there's been things that have happened on this show where he's been like, can you hear that? And I've been like, no. And he just pointed at me. He said, that was the problem.
Yeah.
Your head was filled with gunk.
I'm not going crazy. You were just going deaf.
People have accused me of lacking compassion. It's just that I can't hear you.
No. You still lack compassion.
That might also be true. But the funny thing is now my right ear, which I thought was better than my left ear. Now it sounds muffled in comparison to what I can hear in my left side. So I'm working on softening the crap on that side of my head. I can't wait to get all the gunk out of there too. But that was the most disturbing thing. It was like dark brown, practically black. It was disgusting. Earwax is not supposed to be that color,
no.
I don't think.
And no, that's not earwax.
So do I have an infection in my brain?
That's
what's
what
going
I was
on?
You have an ear infection?
I don't think so. It doesn't hurt or anything. It's just
gross.
Yeah, really, really nasty.
Yeah.
But I'm thrilled that I can hear. I'm not going deaf, at least not yet. And I can hear everything. All your voices sound totally different, by the way, now that I can actually hear.
And you're like the real-life version of Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah, kind
of. We're going to have to try to figure out what that is.
That crap, yeah, you rub that on a turtle, that turtle will learn something. Not necessarily martial arts.
It's deaf. Oh, God, that's gross.
It was nasty. It was nasty. So yeah. I thought I'd share on the internet for everybody to hear.
What did your wife say whenever she saw it or heard you tell the story?
Oh, it was, well, she was completely repulsed by it. It was like, it was.
I am too, and I haven't seen it, so
yeah,
I can imagine.
No, it's, that's not the kind of thing that normally comes out of human beings' heads.
Did you do what the normal guy thing to do? Did you pick it out and just sniff it?
I did not smell
it. Oh!
Although, now I regret not smelling
it. Yeah!
Yeah, I should have.
You get more out of the other ear. You know, you sniff that thing.
Probably smell like ash. Like just like just like sulfur and ash. Like
I've got smells like something else.
I've got hell in my ear canal, and I'm just slowly scraping it out.
You really are a metalhead.
Yeah.
You know what that's probably from, though, is your headset.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God, it's peeling off into your ear. It's living. You're becoming your headset. No, like a transformer.
If it's on so long, I mean, that can happen. I mean,
I don't wear these that often, though. Just here.
All day.
Well, yeah, just
yeah,
all day.
Just all day.
I guess. I take them off frequently, though.
Maybe.
I don't sit with them in my head all day like you do.
And I have no gunk coming out of them.
Lazy E keeps them on all day so that when people come into the office, they won't bother him. They'll think he can't hear them.
It's a smart idea.
His issue is megacolon, so whatever wax is in his head just escapes through the megacolon.
Oh, that's right. Maybe that's why things are so substantial for you in that area of your life.
Yeah.
His movements are quite massive. Let's leave it at that.
Oh, last one. That's when I go to my good old friend Dueno.
You're listening to the best of A Freak Accident. Do you enjoy listening to A Freak Accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit AFreakAccident.com and make some more mistakes.
We all had those people that we looked up to when we were kids because, well, Lazy E, you're an old man at this point compared to me. But
awesome.
You grew up in the 90s, too.
Yes. Yes, I did. Hulk Hogan was my hero. Little disappointed I never grew up to be Batman.
Nah.
That was a little hurtful.
I feel you there too, pal. But there's a lot of these 90s celebrities, like their celebrity status ended somewhere around 2000.
There's a couple I look at. What are Jamiroquai? He just ended running on a treadmill through a music video,
right,
virtual insanity, and then that was it.
Yeah. So you kind of wonder, where are they now? More importantly, what are they worth?
Oh God.
These people who were at the top of public awareness, they were the kings and queens of pop culture in the 90s, are now nobodies. How much money do they have left?
Oh, no.
We found out in the March 17th episode of A Freak Accident. How much are 90s celebrities worth?
They broke.
Money does talk, AC/DC. And that's true.
Oh, yeah. With celebrities, that's what makes them be able to do whatever they want.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's kind of why they're able to live that affluent lifestyle that everybody wants to follow on TMZ and all that, because, oh, look, they're in another realm than the average person is with our meager incomes and our full-time jobs.
And it makes people, while they may hate them for that, they envy it and they want to live vicariously through them.
It's interesting. It can be. But honestly, and this is totally selfish, it's funny when they blow it all. And they end up in our shoes again.
Especially the ones that gloat about it a lot.
Well, or ones that were very obnoxious during their time at the top, as it were.
We're looking at you, Kanye.
Yes, yes. Yeah, Kanye. And he's like $50 million in debt, too, now, right? Yeah. Or something crazy like that. He has no money to his name.
That's okay. Kim Kardashian will pose naked again and bring in another $100 million.
Probably right. Anyhow, looking at this list from CelebrityNetWorth.com that was compiled by Wise Brother, we have a list of celebrities that really, these are all people that were very popular like 10 to 20 years ago in thereabouts. So like 90s, 2000s. But, you know, they were popular at one time and now they're not so popular anymore. So it's interesting looking now and seeing how much they're worth now after their popularity is over. Like, did they invest properly? Were they responsible? Some, yes. Others, well, no, not at all.
A little game, off-the-cuff game. Can you say the person and we try to guess, like, around?
Totally, yeah. All right. Lindsay Lohan is number one on this list. What do you think her net worth is?
Net worth, I'm going to say.
She was very popular, top of the world, went through some stuff, obviously.
Stuff.
Yeah. Where do you think she lands, her net worth? What do you think it is these days?
I'm going to say $1 million.
Wow, you're going low.
I'm going for $1 million.
Okay, Ian.
She spent a lot of money on cocaine. I'm going to go with $2
million. I'll say like $350,000.
Wow.
Wow. She is actually worth $500,000.
Oh, my God.
That's
Mickey,
it.
Mickey wins again.
I think so.
Wait, where is it?
That's
congratulations, Mickey.
Only so, 500 grand.
500 grand, that's it. That's her net worth.
Oh, God.
Makes sense. Only 500 grand.
Yeah,
compared to what she had, though.
Makes sense why she's with that super rich Russian dude now.
Oh, yeah, well, that does help.
I need more money! All mine is gone! I snorted it all up my nose.
In other places I'm not proud of.
You can't even pay for a decent-sized house with that money.
I mean, still, 500,000, like Mickey was saying, it's not a number to be sad about.
When that's your net worth, though, that's literally, if you liquidated your existence, you'd be worth $500,000.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Also, at that number, William Hung... Remember him?
Oh, my God. No.
From American Idol? That sounds like it's about the same amount of money he's ever made. I can't imagine he made more than that.
Yeah.
Actually, that's impressive for him.
Yeah.
And Justin Guarini, who was the other guy from American Idol that first season, who wasn't Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, so are we guessing what they made?
Well, they were all at $500,000.
Oh, okay,
that's
all at that.
Why I was including them.
The last two, I'm actually not bad. I'm actually impressed.
That they have as much as that? It's like, wow, they should have had more. No, I'm surprised they ever made that much.
Good for them.
Good for them. Fred Durst.
Go ahead, Mickey.
-$1.
$10,000.
I'm going to still say he has about, I'm going to say 900,000.
20 million.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Freddie has invested well. Yeah, he's got $20 million to his name.
So he's laughing in all of our faces.
Oh, yeah.
For how much everybody makes fun of him.
He must have a good accountant, at least.
I guess.
Well, I guess it's his way or the highway.
How about Akon?
Acorn.
he was like an R&B, right, kind of pop dude.
I don't even know who he is.
He did a song with The Lonely Island a couple years ago.
Yeah, he's the guy who had he's the original guy who did the auto-tune.
Oh, okay, now I know what you're talking about now.
Or one of the originals.
I hope he is in debt up to his eyeballs.
I'm going to say $5 million.
Was that a number?
Debt up to my eyeballs.
We'll go with $1 million.
Turns out he is in debt up to, no, he's $80 million.
Wow.
He invested well as well.
You see?
He's had a long way to go.
This is like when Marshawn Lynch said he didn't spend a dime of his contract. These people used probably their endorsement money and just lived off of it.
Yeah. Chris Kirkpatrick, who I guess is somebody from NSYNC.
Yes, he's the reject.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's he worth?
Oh, I'm going to say he saved his money. He seems like a guy who didn't spend much.
Okay.
I'm going to say 30 mil.
I'm going to go 10 mil.
500,000.
Ian's got it. 13 million.
Wow. Really?
Actually, it's funny. Where my last job when I was in Punxsutawney, he actually grew up about 35 minutes north of where I used to work.
And I can see you got his talent.
Remember Shaggy from It Wasn't Me?
Oh, Shaggy!
Yeah, Shaggy. What's he worth?
Shaggy.
That guy was my favorite.
He did have a lot of big hits.
Yeah.
Although he seems like the guy that dabbled a little bit in drugs. I'm going to say he is worth $3 million.
He just had something come out fairly recently.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh. I'm going to go 15 mil.
I'm going to go a million.
10 million.
Okay.
Ian's closest again.
Wow.
Yeah. That's actually, I mean, you think with how big that one song was, you would think 10 million is low. And it sounds like it is low for somebody who, at his peak, was incredibly popular. He was riding quite a wave. So 10 million is probably a lot less than it should be.
Those damn record companies.
There you go. Mm-hmm. How about Ashley Simpson?
Ugh.
Ashley Simpson, she, I think, went into clothing line and everything like that. So I'm going to say she is worth 15 million.
I'm going 500K.
I'll say 30 mil.
Eight million.
Wow, okay. Not bad.
That's not too bad.
It's not mad either. Cisco, the thong song.
thong.
What has he done since?
Thong.
And that's it. Yeah, he does like, he does bar appearances, and he does that song, and they pay him money. So what's he worth now?
Mickey, you go for it.
Five mil.
100K.
I'm going to say 10 million.
Mickey's closest there, 4 million.
Oh, man.
Lots of thongs you can buy there.
Real quick, also in that range, Ja Rule. At 5 million, which, again, seems low, considering considering the number of hits that he had.
Yeah.
Lou Bega.
Mambo number 5.
I'm still waiting for Mambo number 6. Where is it? I'm going to wait my entire life for it.
I will not rest until Mambo number 6 comes
Me
out.
Me neither. I'm going to wait my entire life for that song.
Oh, Lou Bega. He's probably... Ah, jeez. I'll go 5 mil.
I think he's worth 1, 2, 3 million.
Oh, that was terrible.
Thank you.
I'm going to say 10 million.
$1 million.
Oh, that's closest.
That is remarkably low. That is not that much money.
He had one song.
I was going to say, he only had one song.
True, but still.
God, it was great, though.
Yeah, it was. Everybody loved that song.
More reason to come out with Mambo Number 6.
Last but not least, Coolio. He's living in gangster's paradise, but how much is it worth?
I saw him at Big Al's bar in Dallas.
Really?
Yes, I did. Him and his son. He has a lot of dirty lyrics right now.
Okay.
Very much so. He's doing bar appearances, so.
He's literally doing what I said Cisco was doing earlier.
So, 7 million.
I bet you he's under a million.
I'm going to have to stick with the 10 million again.
$100,000.
Oh, no. It truly is a gangster's paradise.
That's what I said. My house is worth more than him. I have more money than Coolio.
He probably made more money than that doing the Keenan and Kel theme song.
Oh, my God. I forgot that.
So how do you feel? Makes you feel better about yourself, right? Knowing especially, all these people are basically... Yeah, Coolio and Lindsay Lohan, really.
Yeah, I don't know. The fact that Lou Bega still has money kind of depresses me.
Save your money, kids. You might end up being worth more than these people, like, in a couple weeks. That won't be too hard to do.
The best of a freak accident. Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of a freak accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
For our last segment here on The Best of a Freak Accident, we love doing interviews with big-name celebrities.
It's not even like, we don't like talking to them because they're celebrities. We like getting inside of their head, making a friend.
Yeah, showing that, hey, guess what? This is a person just like you. Let's talk about person things.
And unlike any other show you listen to, they'll all ask the same questions. How did you get into the industry? Where'd you get your name?
Where does your inspiration come from?
Stupid stuff. No, we get the questions that you wanted to ask.
Yeah, we make things really awkward, too, by implying that we stalk these people.
Oh, and that's no different than... in this interview with Trish Stratus.
Yes, a young Lazy E and Crisco were very, very infatuated with this young lady back in the day when she was a women's champion in WWE.
Yes. Oh, boy.
And so we were very excited to talk to her. It was featured in our June 23rd episode. It's Trish Stratus on The Best of a Freak Accident.
Mm-hmm. It's time to rock and roll. All right, my name's Crisco.
And my name's Lazy E.
This is a freak accident, and right now we want to welcome to the show WWE Hall of Famer, fitness model, and actress, Trish Stratus. Trish, welcome to the show.
Thank you for that lovely round of applause.
You're welcome. Now, I got to tell you, Trish, I'm very, very excited to have you here because, not going to lie, this might creep you out a little bit. I don't know. You were my first big crush as a kid watching wrestling, so my heart's aflutter right now. I'm very excited.
Oh, I hope I live up to all your expectations then.
I have no doubt that you will. Now, I got to tell you, I'm really thrilled to hear that you're doing so well. I mean, you know, we've got this brand new movie out called Gridlocked. It's available on Blu-ray and DVD everywhere, as well as at TrishStratus.com.
And the great thing about going to TrishStratus.com is not only can you get the DVD, but you can get tips on working out, and God knows I need that.
Yeah, you really do, pal. You
Thanks. Okay.
Now, Trish, you played the character Gina in this movie, Gridlocked. I mean, tell us a little bit about the movie. Tell us about your experience with it.
Oh, the movie was an incredible experience. You know, I was very lucky. Obviously, it's my second feature film, to get a movie like this with this caliber of actors in it. I mean, I was shocked. You know, I had just signed up with a new agent. And it was funny because I took this meeting with him. Actually, my good friend Adam Copeland Edge had set up this. He had said, you should meet with my agent. He's in Toronto as well, and why don't you check it out, you know? And he's been had some success in acting with his show Haven. So I took this meeting with him, and, you know, I knew I was excited to try acting. I had done a movie in 2011, and I enjoyed the process. But in the meantime, I had sort of settled, as you mentioned, a few of my things. I've been, you know, doing my business. I have a new child. And at the time, he was only, you know, 6 months or old or something. So I took this meeting with the agent, and I had sort of set some parameters, like, I'm interested in pursuing this acting thing, but, you know, I got to say, you know, I have my baby, I have my business. So if maybe, you know, like, I can't fly to L.A., you know, on a dime just because I have these things here. So, you know, if it's the right fit, I kind of just threw it to the universe and did one of those, like, if it's the right thing, if this should be happening right now, then it'll work out. I get a call a couple weeks later, and then he says, well, I think this may fit within your parameters. He's like, it's filming in Toronto. It's an action flick. There's a female lead in it, and it stars Danny Glover and Dominic Purcell. What do you think?
Danny Glover pushes it over.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, super excited about that.
So, you work with Danny Glover. I would imagine, if it, at least if it was me, I'd be like that old SNL skit with Chris Farley, where I'd just go up to him and go, "You're Danny Glover."
Yeah?
Cool.
Hey, were you on set? It was kind of like that.
Yeah. So you're basically a new mother when you're doing this. Obviously, the thing all new mothers do is they get training in SWAT. So how did that go? Was your wrestling experience and your fitness experience, did that help you out in that training?
You know what I mean? Like, I never really think about it. Like, I'm seeing these posts on Twitter. People have seen, like, some of the trailers and seen some of my kickassery. And, you know, they're like, "Wow, and you're a new mom. See, new moms can do that, too." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I was a new mom." And, you know, I really did get back into, like, fitness mode, of course, because of my background quickly. Like, I had an amazing pregnancy. But, yeah, like, I was definitely in shape. I had got myself back in shape. There was a bit of a accelerated, like, also, like, "Oh, God, I'm going to be in this action flick. I better kind of, like, step it up a little bit." So I kind of got my training on to it, like, you know, stepped it up a notch. But, I mean, when I got into the training mode with the Trait and Spice coordinator, honestly, it's crazy how, like, really, like, wrestling, it's part of my blood. It's like riding a bike. It really is, like, second nature. And he kind of just said, you know, and it's funny because I get this a lot, you know, it's like, "You're a wrestler?" That's, like, the number one thing I get. "You're a wrestler?" Yeah. Like that, right?
I did want to point out, you know, I noticed that there's a rumor that you guys set a world record with this movie. Most bullets fired on screen in a Canadian film. Was that intentional, or did you just kind of find out after the fact, like, "Oh, hey, greatest action movie of all time"?
Wow, I did not actually know we had that record. I'm totally going to use that. Thank you. You know, the director was just like, he was a huge fan of just action flicks. Like, he grew up watching, you know, Die Hard and Lethal Weapon, as we did too, probably, and just, like, in love with it. And so when he got into filmmaking, he just was like, "This is the movie I want to make. I want to make it, like, that old school throwback to that movie." And really, that's what it was. Now, that many bullets being flown, is that because that's what they did back in the day rather than now, I guess? But yeah, that's a pretty good little fact. That's cool because, you know, I do another record. I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records for having the title for the most times as a woman. Now I cannot put another notch on my belt. Cool.
Yeah, 7 times. Now, you're no stranger to movies. I've heard a rumor that you have such a huge movie collection and you keep it in alphabetical order.
My goodness, how do you know these things?
I'm a stalker. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, a little friendly stalking / research for your interview is fine,
yeah.
Right? So yes, I do. I do have this recollection.
So what happens when you have an alphabetical order? Like, you say you get a movie recently. And
that's like the letter L.
Yeah, letter L. And now you have to, do you have to rearrange everything?
Yeah, that is a bit of a task. Now, my husband is really, like, that's kind of his task. I sort of sit back and watch sometimes, but yeah, we do that. We you know, whatever. It's like a collector's thing, right? Like, we like, it's part of the fun, you know, collecting and rearranging your collection and adding to your collection, and it's kind of part of the fun, so... slightly nerdy of us, but yes, it's true.
Listen, I'm obsessive compulsive. I keep all my CDs and movies in alphabetical order, so we've got solidarity in that. So we're cool.
Nice. We can relate.
Yeah, we got this. But what happens on April Fool's, your husband takes it and, like, puts them all in different order? What would happen to him?
Well, let me tell you. I don't know, but my 2-year-old could maybe get in that scenario one day, so I should probably find some anger management skills regarding that situation.
Now, Trish, are you looking to continue acting? I mean, you know, obviously being a mother is going to take up a lot of time. Are you still looking to pursue acting, though? Because it seems like, you know, we've also heard that you collect movie paraphernalia. You've got a statue of Jim Carrey, I heard, as well. I don't know if that's true, but you really love movies. I think that's evident. Is this something, are you going to do your absolute best to stay in movies moving forward, do you think?
Yeah, I can't believe you know that stuff. That's cool. we do. My husband and I were just big fans of genres, just all kinds of different movies, right? And we have box sets, and we enjoy collecting them. And so, I'd love to. I really enjoyed the process itself. Like, listen, when I did wrestling, for me, when I would explain what I did, it was like, it really was about producing moments out there. I felt like this is the show, and I'm responsible for this portion of that show and producing these moments. So I love that. I love evoking emotion from a crowd and feeling the energy, you know, when you do that. So I enjoyed the process. I love fighting, let's be honest. I mean, that's part of the two movies I've had the chance to work on is fighting. And I love to explore new fight crafts and things like that. So, so yeah, I mean, I'd like to we'll see. We'll see what happens next. Yes, definitely, motherhood does take up time, but there's time to squeeze other things in for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Trish, I can't wait to see what you do next. She's a WWE Hall of Famer. She's fitness model, actress, Trish Stratus. See the new movie Gridlock where she plays Gina. Available everywhere on Blu-ray and DVD as well as at TrishStratus.com. Now, right before we let you go, tell everybody where we can find you on social media and all that so we can all collectively follow you.
Without being a stalker, though. Right.
Right. Yeah, no, sure.
Sure. Why not?
On TrishStratus.com is my handle for social media, so you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, obviously, and TrishStratus.com is my website, which, as you said, I'm pretty proud of it. We have a great team that runs it, and we really, you know, have all kinds of, I mean, Liz, I even have our DVD is available there. You can get an autographed copy of Gridlock there.
Yes.
We try to really just, you know, try and cater to my Stratusperians.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Trish Stratus, thank you so much for being on A Freak Accident today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It's the best of A Freak Accident.
That brings this episode of The Best of A Freak Accident to an end. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the whole thing, though.
Especially during this busy holiday time, celebrating Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever you may do.
Solstice.
Winter solstice, which passed already.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So,
Whatever.
Yeah.
Holiday tree stump festival of lights. Things or another. I don't know.
Drinking until you're passed out day.
Yeah, there you go. Worshipping the porcelain god. Whatever it is that you're doing, thank you for taking time to download and listen to us. We will have another Best Of episode next week because New Year's week. Same reason as this week. Just busy. And then we'll be back full force to kick off 2017 with some... Well, 1 year anniversary celebrations as well.
Yes, and if you have a favorite segment we've ever done, or if you're looking through afreakaccident.com, clicking on that podcast section, you want us to feature one of those segments, please email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
That's right, and he mentioned the website, it's afreakaccident.com. Get on there, and if you click connect, you can also find links to us on social media, so you can come say hi and interact with us, even when we're not doing new stuff.
Please.
Don't forget to subscribe on Google Play Music if you're an Android user, on any of the apps that you use to download podcasts. We're on all of them. And you can also subscribe on iTunes, the big kahuna. Leave us a good review to help us climb the charts. Subscribe, and you'll get us automatically downloaded and delivered to you every single week. Can't beat that.
No, it's right to your house.
Yes, and we will, like I said, not a new episode. Best of next week. New episode coming soon. Thank you, and for A Freak Accident, on behalf of Mickey and Kyle Mack, who I feel really bad for because we haven't gotten to the point where he joined our show yet.
Yeah, it's a big tease to when he shows up.
We'll get to Kyle Mack eventually. Maybe next week. Who knows? You'll have to come back and find out what we do our best of next week. But on behalf of Mickey and Kyle Mack, my name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy E. And we're reminding you,
some things in life are a given
until there's a freak accident.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will have an all-new episode coming soon.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.